Hi, this is Dan Gilmore, editor of Supply Chain Digest. I'm here on the phone live from Dallas, Texas, with our contributing technology editor, Mark Freilich, who is down at this year's RFID World Conference and Show. Mark, why don't you give us a sense of what you're seeing down at the show this year?
My initial impression of the show this year is that it's very well attended. I think that we've seen some downticks in attendance over the last year or so with regard to some of these shows, and I find that this show is very well attended and seems to be attended very well by folks that are interested in doing work, you know, in the near term, not necessarily just by the vendors. So this is actually a good sign. In my straw poll of the vendors as I walk through the exhibit hall is that they're finding quite a bit of an uptick in interest, really since the end of January, and I think it is a good sign for movement in this next coming year.
Yeah, I think this is especially true because I think some of the other RFID-related shows seem to have a little bit of a decline in attendance actually last half of the year or so. This is obviously somewhat a bullish sign if it holds true for kind of RFID prospects for 2006 and beyond.
Great, yes, exactly.
How about from a kind of an overall theme perspective, technology solutions, what's your perspectives of what's happening there?
Pretty big shift, actually, from last year. One of the big things that I'm noticing is a lot of non-EPC-related products being displayed. Specifically, this would be in the areas of asset tracking, mobile management, closed-loop systems. In terms of asset tracking, some very innovative things being done right now with active tags and some new tags, Wi-Fi tags, that allow you to do things like use existing Wi-Fi infrastructures and do great triangulation using existing Wi-Fi capabilities. And they even demonstrated a soft Wi-Fi client that you could load on a PC or any other intelligent device that essentially allows your that asset to be tracked via the Wi-Fi network. So very innovative things happening on that side of the fence. And on the closed loop system, people demonstrating how you can get good ROI out of even the passive side of things using closed loop processing.
Oh, that's interesting because, you know, passive or closed loop systems, you know, almost got a little bit of a black eye here in sort of the open EPC world, and we both know there's a lot of value there. So interesting to see that there's seems to be a little bit of a resurgence, at least of vendor offerings, you know, touting the benefits of closed loop.
Right.
How about from a product perspective, anything new or exciting that particularly caught your eye, at least in the first day of the show?
Yeah, two things really stick out in my mind. First thing is Intermex Fork Truck of the Future. This is an incredibly innovative all-in-one product that essentially has all of the things that people are talking about mounted onto one fork truck unit. It's got great ergonomics with regard to how they've mounted the terminal, how they've mounted the RF equipment. They've got bulletproof glass see-through mounting of the readers. They've got all kinds of capabilities to alter where the readers are mounted. It's really something like you would expect to see in an auto show almost. It's beautifully done. It's sort of, you know, again, the fork truck of the future, but I think for the first time, it really allows people to see what can be done, and I think where we will ultimately get to with some of those kinds of technologies.
Anything else?
Yeah, the other thing is on kind of the opposite end of the spectrum, Sirit came out with some great little plug-in devices for PDAs. They plug into the SD port or the USB port and essentially turn your PDA with a very small footprint into a reader, and these could be for pay-at-the-table applications for a restaurant. It could be for cycle counting applications via RFID. Very innovative, very small footprint, almost not noticeable on the unit. So that's a very exciting, from a form factor perspective, very exciting.
Okay, well, very good. Well, I know you're down here again today for to attend the show, so maybe we'll do another report. But Mark, thanks for your perspectives.
Great, thanks.